are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you this morning by May Adam. And joining me this morning in the studio, a packed studio, first up, Mariah Goss. And you brought along the Peer Youth Orchestra, at least some of them, with you.
I did, yes. The ones that were willing to rise and shine on a Monday morning are here with us today, and we'll let them introduce themselves. Do you want to introduce yourselves right now and say where you're from, your name, and where you go to school? And what instrument you play?
I'm Blakely Colstock, and I play the piano and guitar. I'm from ABO School in Oneida.
Go Chargers.
Go Chargers.
Who else do we have here this morning?
Hi, my name is Grace Soma. I'm just a graduate from TF Riggs. I'll be going to University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and I play the viola.
Very nice.
Go Cornhuskers.
Hi, I'm Taylor Newell. I am a senior from TF Riggs, and I play the violin.
Go Govs.
I'm Kaylee Blauer. I did go to Georgia Morris. I'm going to be a freshman up at TF Riggs, and I play the violin.
Hi, I'm Christian Stanley. I'm going to be going to Riggs as a freshman, and I play the cello.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Newell. I will be a sophomore at TF Riggs, and I'm the percussionist for the orchestra.
Yes, we're lucky. We have some very talented students in the orchestra. Yes.
And you've got your annual concert coming up, and it's just a couple days away, right?
Yes, on Wednesday, this Wednesday, May 24th at 6:30 p.m. at Riggs Theater. We're thrilled because we're going to be showcasing Grace Soma, Ellie Noyes, and Kaitlee Mollett, who are our seniors graduating this year. We also have some very special guests that are sponsored by the South Dakota Arts Council from the University of South Dakota, the Rollins Piano Trio. Dr. Ioana Gallu, Dr. Susan Keith Gray, and Dr. Sonia Krause are going to be with us. And they're going to add so much to our orchestra. They have an awesome program planned that really will complement all of the pieces that we'll be performing and some of our soloists, too.
Very nice. So what kind of pieces are folks going to hear if they come out to the show?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked. We'll have quite a diverse program. We have pieces by Beethoven, you know, one of the greatest composers, some pieces composed by women composers, which we're excited to feature, pieces that children and families may enjoy, doing some Disney music. Aladdin is a piece that the Rollins Trio will be playing. We're performing a traditional Lakota melody, and then also, there's a fun piece here, Don't Stop Believin'. So that's fun, by Steve Perry, and Don't Stop Believin'.
Oh,
that'll
the
be
Journey
fun.
Classic.
Yeah, it is a classic, Journey, yeah, for sure. So
very nice.
Everyone can enjoy something from our program.
I was going to say, really a wide gamut of different types of music that everybody can get into.
We try to cater to everybody's passion of style of music, and everyone, loves to rock out, whether it's Beethoven or Journey.
We're
there to serve our audience.
Very nice. And you've been, you work throughout the year to get ready for this, right?
We do. Does anyone want to comment about some of our things we do? I know we have a couple of middle school All-State Orchestra students here, some students who will be auditioning for All-State Chorus and Orchestra.
Very nice.
Anyone want to speak about Christmas at the Capitol? This was our 10th anniversary season performing. Anyone? Yep, come
Very
on up,
nice.
Mackenzie. Tell us about what we do.
Well, when we perform at the Capitol, it's just an amazing experience, with all the lights and, Miss Gross, she's just so kind, and the practices that we go through at the nighttime, it's just very calm and warm, and it's just an amazing experience. So thank you for including me in it.
You're so sweet. Thank you for performing. That's quite a nice compliment. Thank you. No, definitely. We do. We work very hard. We always make sure there's snacks. I think Grace's family is providing snacks tonight. We got to feed the kids. We have some very special local artists that come and volunteer their time. Larry Johnson, Kim Jacobs-Bowman, Karen Lindblom, Dr. Randy Royer. And the concert this Wednesday will be conducted by Mrs. Tina England. And she's one of the teachers in Fort Pierce. So we try to make sure that we engage all audiences from all communities. Pierre, Fort right. Pierre. We have students from Oneida, Blount, Agar, Gettysburg, Midland. Some of my students there, I say Fidland and Midland, you know. So we're working very hard and doing lots of good things, and I'm always happy to support the Riggs High School chorus and their band. And I know some of these kids are in choir and band in middle school and high school and at their elementary schools too. So,
and it's a really great way to support the arts and yes. All that the kids like to do. And like you said, I love that. Yes, it's called the Pierre Youth Orchestra, but there are so many different communities that are wrapped up into it.
Yes. And I just think that goes to show that education, and especially in the arts, it's a lifelong opportunity and experience. No matter what your age, you can always come back and play your violin or play your viola and play in the community, play the national anthem at baseball games, you know, this summer, or in your church, or collaborate with other musicians and artists and play at a local coffee shop and just continue to serve your audience.
Definitely. And if folks want to, because you do more than just your annual concert throughout the year, as you mentioned, Christmas at the Capitol and some other places, if they want to follow so they can come out and listen and support, what's the best way to kind of follow along?
Yes. Social media is really kind of the platform that we use to communicate our upcoming events and rehearsal schedule and performance schedule. And that's just Pierre Youth Orchestra on Facebook and Instagram. And then, of course, we try to come to the radio stations and share details by advertising the Capital Journal. Or you can call me. I'm a phone caller, text away. I'm always, catching up on correspondence and trying to stay in touch with everyone who's so supportive. We have a great supportive community. My number is 605-771-9847.
Well, fantastic. Thank you for coming in this morning, everybody. Have a wonderful rehearsal tonight and a great concert on Wednesday. I know a lot of people are looking forward to it.
Yes, and we do want to say thank you to our following sponsors, Bridget M. Photography, Bouquet Studio, Pure Music Store, Dakota Film Company, and Lee Real Estate, Bank West, Susan Burgard, and the family of Beverly Huckins. We are so thankful for all their support, financial, and, of course, the parents of these students and their teachers. So thank you to the Pierre Fort Pierre community.
Yeah, hats off to everybody involved and those that are supporting. It's very important, and I'm glad there's folks out there doing that.
Thank you. Anything else we need to share?
I think they're still, wiping the sleep out of their eyes, and I totally understand
that. Okay. It was a long weekend, graduation. It was a lot of fun. We have a lot to celebrate. So
most definitely. Well, thank you all for stopping in, and we'll see you again soon for the next event.
Thank you for having us today.
All right. It is my pleasure. Thanks. There's Mariah Goss and a number of the members of the Pierre Youth Orchestra joining us this morning. The 11th annual season concert coming up Wednesday night at TF Riggs, and the show gets underway at 6:30. Go on out and enjoy some wonderful music. There's your Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you this morning by May Adams.